Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Human beings apparently have always been thrilled by rituals and ceremonies. Sometimes the outward acts of devotion become an end in themselves. They're not offered according to God's plan, but according to our pleasure. One of the best-known examples of allowing rituals to dominate men's work and worship is found in 1 Samuel 15. God told King Saul and the Israelite army to utterly destroy Amalek. Instead of obeying the Lord's directions, the Israelites reserved King Agag and the fat sheep and cattle. When Samuel learned of Saul's disobedience, he said to him, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you from being king." 1 Samuel 15, 22 and 23. During the days of Jeremiah, the Jews had made their worship vain by living contrary to God's law. Jeremiah wrote, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, put your burnt offerings unto your sacrifices and eat flesh. For I spoke not unto your fathers, nor commanded them the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, concerning burnt offerings and sacrifices." Jeremiah 7, 21 and 22. The burnt offerings were supposed to be consumed by fire. But the Lord said, in effect, that it did not matter how they offered the sacrifices. He would not accept them anyway. What was missing from their worship was obedience. They were worshiping as they desired, not as God commanded. When the Israelites were in Egypt and preparing to leave, God did not give them instructions relating to offerings and sacrifices. Instead, he instructed them to obey his voice. These words must not be interpreted to mean that the offerings and sacrifices of the law of Moses were not given by the Lord. They most certainly were. But no ritual has any meaning separate from God's will. Even the Lord's Supper is without significance unless the participants are willing to live in harmony with God's word. That was Paul's reason for instructing the Corinthians to eat the bread and to drink the cup in a worthy manner. If they failed to do that, they were eating and drinking damnation unto themselves, not discerning the Lord's body. 1 Corinthians 11, 29. Jeremiah reminded the Jews of God's instructions when they were delivered from Egyptian bondage. "But this thing I commanded you, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that I may be with you." Jeremiah 7, 23. Burnt offerings and other kinds of sacrifices were vital to the Jewish religion, not because they were significant in themselves, but because of the importance the Lord had attached to them. But the most important part of Jewish worship was obeying the voice of the Lord, whatever he commanded them. That, dear friends, is also true in the Christian era. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. 1 John 5, 2 and 3. Tragically, many people among the ancient Hebrews thought they knew what was best for God's people. They did not pay much attention to what God had ordained. They had to pay the consequences of disregarding the word of the Lord. God's promise to the Israelites is the same promise he makes to us. Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people. We need to remember these words as we live every day. Thank you, and may God richly bless you.